Well, I mean, it's not just one kiddo. You've got multiple kiddos now. So what was the impetus there to go on to two and to three? And
You know, when I finally kind of relinquished and said, okay, God, you really have my heart here, and I'm gonna take the steps of faith. I was still very, very scared, very fearful of just the whole idea. And a lot of people ask me why China, and I really don't know. I think that when I allowed myself to really start praying about it, God just put that country there. I think, you know, we're all called someplace, you know, to serve, and that might be down the street, that might be China, that might be Africa, whatever. And I started immediately thinking about an Asian child, and I think that just was something God put in my mind. And as I prayed about it, I was still very fearful, but felt very confident that I was supposed to take the steps, you know, just start walking down that. I think that's what faith is, you know. If we knew what the result, if I knew it was going to result in three, I don't know that I would have been taking the steps of
you're
faith.
Just
but
doing
I just,
one. Okay.
You know, so I just started taking those steps. And when I wound up in China in March of 2000, and Shohana Hope was put in my arms, and a lot of you have seen that video clip. It's a very powerful clip because I really feel like God just showed up in such a big way, because I was scared to death. If I could have jumped out the window, I think I would have. Because I just felt like I was totally incapable. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I just felt like I was supposed to do it. And I knew pretty much when we came home from that trip, before we ever landed back in America, that Shoei would have a sister. And Steve's like, oh, are you nuts? I think God overfixed you now. What is this? You know? And I just said, I don't know. I just feel like he's saying she's not going to be alone. She's not going to be the only one that looks different in your family. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means a domestic adoption, if that means a different country, what. I just feel like we'll do this again. And so I was pretty sure that we would go back to China or do something. And I don't know why that was, but I just felt confident in that. And then that obviously resulted in Stevie Joy joining our family in 2003. And then Stephen took a trip back to China with Luis Palau on a crusade, and had told him, if you ever go to China, I'm there with you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'd love to do China with you. So a bunch of them went back to China. Jeff Moore was on that trip with Stephen. And they visited a foster home that we had visited before when we were in China, and they take care of special needs children. And he called me one day and from China and said, we have a problem. And I go, what do you mean we have a problem? He goes, well, I met this little girl, and I cannot get her off my mind. And she at the time had been diagnosed with a hole in her heart, and which is why she's special needs. And her name was Maria. Do you remember that song? You know, Maria, who's going to love Maria? He goes, I just kept thinking, who's going to love Maria? And I go, who named her Maria? Why does a Chinese?
I just did.
Why?
Right
now. No. She was living with American missionaries, and they had named her just randomly Maria. And I go, why do you give a Chinese kid a Hispanic name, beautiful, like Maria? And then immediately he's going, who's going to love Maria? Are we supposed to love Maria? And I go, no, we're not supposed to love Maria. We can love Maria from afar. You know, we can support Maria. And he goes, I just can't get this little girl off my mind. And he came home, and special needs adoptions are a little bit different in China, where you can actually pick that child off a list if they get put on a special needs list. And so we waited for her to come through. She came through a helping hand up in Lexington, Kentucky, and we were able to adopt Maria. And now we're loving Maria. We're loving Maria. It was us. So Maria kind of slipped in there, you know, and we adopted her. And so we feel like we can now encourage other people to adopt or
so how's
care
her
for
heart
orphans.
Is she okay?
You know what, she every since I looked at her in the pictures, like, she doesn't look like, I mean, I don't know what a child with a hole in their heart looks like, but she looked pretty
healthy,
you know. Yeah, fat and sassy, and you know. And I'm like, I'm not so sure. And we brought her home and had her checked out, and even the pediatrician said, you know, I go, like, should I immediately take her to like a cardiologist or whatever? And he said, you know, I'm not hearing anything that I would normally hear that would indicate me sending her anywhere. And she's fine. She got either, you know, a lot of times those things correct themselves if they're not real severe. Mm-hmm. And she was 15 months by the time we adopted her. So it could have been where she did have it. They clearly brought her to the special needs orphanage because they heard something, a murmur or something. And if that's what she was diagnosed with, it could have corrected itself in the time that it took us to adopt her or whatever. But she's fine.